On this slightly whimsical note, we turn to the question of what the family life is like on Otherworld. The three subjects report a kind of extended family setting which is often attempted these days by communal groups. See, now your structure, family. Do you have brothers, sisters? It's not like we understand here. Okay. As best you can, tell me the structure. We're born like here. We're all of the same kind, but our people form attachments to those of natures which are harmonious not in a single but more in a community. Very close, like a clan. We make no difference. I have many, say, 7 or 8 parents. You don't know which are your real parents? Yes. You do. Yes. But you have 7 or 8 parents? Yes. Now, do you accept these as being real parents, or adopted parents? They are parents. Now you were born to all of them. We know who planted the seed, but the bonds between the community are completely more real than the body. Each of my parents would do anything for me. Each of my brothers and sisters make no difference about the body. We are all of a home. Now, you were born from one mother. Yes. But many fathers? No. Mated. There are mated relationships in privacy. And also each has privacy. Are you in relation to each of those? What you say, blood with only my father and my mother of their body. But I am of the family bond within the clan. Be all right. Herot, let's go on, now. Let's move up, later that day, or any day, to the evening. 1, 2, 3, snap. I see a smaller dwelling that's round, of the same material, that is somewhere near the temple. I think there are other of these houses also. We gather. I believe this is where we eat. There are shining floors there. We? Your family? Not in a tight sense. It's a purpose. Family of purpose. But I believe actual parents are there. We go on now to take a look at B's evening meal. B, your meals would consist of what? No animals. No animals we're eating. It's like a broth, but it's not of animals. It's a gold. White dishes. Dishes not like dishes. Warm. Anyway, there are no animals in it. It's not harming anything. And the things we eat out of, there, these bowls. It's almost like a marble, they're like with ornate things around them, I mean, ornate, the same material, they're not like bowls, here. Could you draw a picture of one if I gave you a piece of paper? They're like on a stand, with things coming down and holding them onto the table, and they're white, almost like marble, but not as heavy. It's like a ceremonial bowl. And all of us, there's a large one in the center from which we all eat. Someone serves us. The broth is made of grain and vegetables? I don't know. It's thick, almost like porridge. But it has nothing granular in it, you can see it's smooth and fairly thick, and golden. Something like creamed potatoes or pumpkin? That texture, that density? Yeah? But you don't eat fish. Number, and see also talk about food, see the crops of your people are, in the body, the crops are grain, and a type of root, like the potato, and other, many other, things familiar to those who are like us everywhere. But tell me about the food. What food do you eat? It seems that you can think it, words inaudible. Teachers. Everything seems to be a lot by thought. I can't see people growing food. Or making clothes, everything is just there, if you want it there. Do you work, eat, and sleep like human people do? I am being trained not to do so much of that. Other people do more. The clothing which these three wear is very simple and monk-like, I'm just waiting by the temple for something. Very good. Let's just wait there. What are you wearing? White robe. White, loose garment. Alright. Will you tell me about your manner of dress and clothing? It is like with robes. Okay, those robes are made of what? Pause. Cloth. Does the material come from that planet? Yes. Presumably the otherworlders have other garments which they can use when they need to be more active than they are in this temple life. One of the subjects has mentioned to me, not while in hypnosis but afterwards, that she had seen herself in a sort of jumpsuit or ski suit, comfortable and form-fitting, while she was on duty working off the planet. Earlier I mentioned that I could not find a political consciousness within these three people. However, they do seem to have a government, but one which is dedicated totally to service, rather than to the running of a governmental self-perpetuation machine. See, I am of a certain clan of persons that takes a special training to serve in government. We are like monks, and give all our energies to helping society. We start very young. I'm 10. In this particular case, C had been born into the government service clan. But she was not required to remain within that caste. See, I am studying to be helpful. Very well. Is it formal study, organized study? Yes. My clan asks each to decide. Each of us who do not desire this life may join another clan. This is done at the age of 8. You have elected to stay with this clan, then? I am very happy with this clan. The clan trains its youngsters in a place which these subjects describe as a temple. B, who seems to have spent more of her life within the temple atmosphere than the other two, has a great deal to say about it. B, it's like a white building there, big building. I'm outside. It's very beautiful outside. There are steps going into the building. It's different looking, and it's not a square building, it's more rounded. The material is what? On this building it seems like a kind of stone, but not stone. It all is one piece. It's not pieces, it's all one piece. Are you saying that the entire building is just one piece, or is it like wings stacked one on top of the others? It's a surrounded building. But there is a some kind of design, a glyph or something on the front, the same materials that this is made of. But it stands out. It's like a temple. I don't see any turning tape over, loses continuity. Pick up on side 2 of 3 total sides. Dot a leaf on the outside of the door. That uses flowing things and it's in relief above the door, but it's not words. Okay. Is this a symbol of some kind? Yes. What are you doing now? Look back over the past year, and see what has been going on. I can't see. Initiate comes to mind. Initiate. I have been one. Am one. Am one. Can you go back to IT? Let's go back to your initiation, then, alright? 1, 2, 3, snap. Inside, inside. Candles round inside. Beautiful dark, candlelight, light, and golden light at the top. Altar. There's an altar, and a robes. There are other people besides me, in the same robes, and there are at the altar teachers, teachers, priests, teachers. And there is music as though from voices, but it's not. There are no people making it. The music is the but I don't see what causes it. That is all I see. Doing fine. Tell me about your initiation. What was it? You became a what after your initiation? A servant. You became a servant. To whom or to what? A servant of God, I don't know how, what to. Are you on the order of a priestess? No, not yet. Okay, Herod, let's move on. Let's move up 1/10 of your lifetime. 1, 2, 3, snap. I just saw that I was older and carrying a cup at this point. The same cup? A cup. A different one. Now, are you still in the temple? Are you still a student? I help with it now. Okay, you've moved up some, then. There's so much still to learn. I know very little. But I'm helping with it. Good. That's what the challenge has to do with. As a general thing, what do you teach? Religious things pertaining to spiritual development, or do you teach other things along with IT? Of the spirit. Let's move up to halfway, through that life. 1, 2, 3, snap. Now look back where we've passed. What are you doing now? Earlier, it had to do with the temple, sending out love and energy. We didn't actually depart physically. I can't see, late yet, but earlier. I do see that earlier the temple was used for service, but it had to do a lot with things that weren't accomplished physically. It sent out help through thought and ceremony and, I think, ritual, but it was all with love. It was as a center. Did these thoughts originate from the temple itself or from the people who were in it? Altogether. Left altogether. Did the temple serve somewhat as a pyramid? It was not a pyramid. Yes, but on the same order. It was a holy, holy place, and it sent. It was a center for sending, strength, love, for energy, energy sending, energy. Where did they send all this energy to? Through the entire universe? Or just to that planet? It was not limited to that planet, but it encompassed that planet. It was a protection. And more. More. It protected, and it healed, and sent out also where needed, but it was. Here is the temple through the eyes of AMC. Where do you go, after that point? I went to a place. I don't know where it was, but it was very beautiful. Tell me every impression of IT. I wrote about it once. It is a temple. We walked across the most beautiful grass, beautiful trees, beautiful place. We went into the temple, a great big white marble. And no one was there, but we could hear very clearly, and we rested there until we were ready to find out what we were to do next. And we went to a temple. Will you move on now to your teacher, your destination? I seem to enter a beautiful house, a temple, like, with columns. As you approach the temple, will you give an overall view of IT, and then move on up, and describe the entire entrance that you are going into? There are two columns, one on each side. Three or four steps. It glitters smooth. It is round, with a dome-like top. It is hard to explain. It is like music, but it is not note music. It is like air music, dancing in sparkles. Everything is transformed to glitter. Tell me about the construction of the building. Do the side walls have joints in them, or do they all have one piece, or the walls are all one piece? They are about 10 feet high and then the dome starts. The walls are smooth. A dull, goldish color. Give me some estimate of the diameter of IT. How far is IT across? Is IT a large building? On the outside it is not large, but on the inside it is. I am trying to remember why it is large on the inside but not on the outside. On the outside you have the impression of perhaps 100 feet in diameter. Less. Well, that is about right. I am entering through the door. There is a cushion in the middle of the floor. It is dark outside. But not real dark, just shadowy dark. A theme that is often sounded in these regressions is that of a certain and unique light which is encountered in the temple and about its teachers. See, was the someone there to assist you, to be a guide for you? It was there, but not in the body. It was in the wind, sort of visible to you. No, just light. Beautiful. It is really beautiful. You can see little wind that was speaking and it was with little flecks like little beams of light. I kneel on the cushion. There is nothing else there but the air making music and I pray. And a light comes down. It is at first very heavy gold bright light, a waterfall of light. It falls on top of me and is running like a river down on the floor, and it glows the whole room. I come here before I go see the teachers. Do you have a physical sensation of touch or feel? Total warmth. Total oneness with the light. It is a dissolving of my whole body. I am washed out in the ocean. It is union. The teachers who are spoken of by these other worlders seem to be a beautiful lot, much appreciated by their students. The job is filled by the members of the clan who have reached the age of what would presumably be retirement here on Earth. But on other world, they begin a new career, passing on what they have learned to the younger clan members. There is a teacher that is wonderful. Go ahead with your daily work with him. How does he instruct you? He's just blessing us all. He has much love, much love. It all. There's, oh, golden, Golden, golden light, there. Size. Beautiful, isn't it? Is it warm, cold? There is no cold or warm there. It is blessed. Then you move on to your teachers? Or to your teacher, I should say. Will you describe as you approach your teacher? I am walking back out of the temple. The man is waiting for me. The same man you passed earlier? Yes. Is he your teacher? He is not my old teacher's. But we are both going there, to my teacher's. He is. He has been waiting for me for the light to have come unto me. The two of you are going on, now, to your teacher. Yes. We seem to. There is grass. We seem to go up to a cave, like the cave before. It overlooks the city. Your teacher is in the cave? No. The back wall seems to open and we go through it, and there are the three teachers sitting in a semicircle, waiting for us. Can you describe them? Their position? They are sitting down, cross-legged. They have white robes on, and their light illuminates the whole cave. They have long, white hair, and their eyes just twinkle. They have such power in those eyes. Such power and light in those eyes. We sit down facing them and we meditate. They are. Something is coming from their heads to mine. It is. It is knowledge. I am. I know all of this, and yet I will never. I won't remember it for a long time. They have explained this to me, and we agreed. I am. I am like a seed. I have been. The word is being confused. I have been nurtured by them. I have. Been chosen to carry their information. We will be used, they say, in time. On the outside I am like a child. On the inside I am old and wise, and I see and understand everything that they see and understand. I will not be able to speak for some time through this child. It is a strange combination. For now, all the teachers are feeding me. The child knows what's going on, but she will forget. But the old person inside will be there always, with the information and the knowledge. I feel. They do this all in love, love that is total understanding of all that there is, and yet, I feel here a confusion because I am their seed. I am theirs. All right. You are obtaining the information. Yes. How will the information then be released? And when will it be released? Very little at a time at first. Just enough to keep the child when she goes away secure and shielded from harmful environment. She will be sent away with other peoples to Earth. But that is some time from now. The child must go through a great deal of training first. When she is on Earth, bit by bit will come. But she will hide it from others. I do not see right now where, or even if all the knowledge will come out. She is most careful. Okay. Can you move on forward, now, month by month, year by year, however you want to move? Tell me what's going on in the latter part. I'm teaching. I'm working with the younger clan. My mate goes out one more time than I do. He is stronger? Yes, and somewhat younger. So he makes one more OFF the planet job, then? How long is he gone? A year. Is everything all right when he comes back? He is beginning to be tired then, and joins the younger ones to teach. Yes. He and you teach them, in general, what? Many things. I personally work with the younger members to try to help them with their personal understanding of themselves. That is my most primary interest. Others would be teaching other techniques and disciplines of the personality. This is the way of harnessing the dimensions. That last statement strikes me as being quite central. Disciplines of the personality are the way of harnessing the dimensions. This point is emphasized by the UFO contacts again and again. After the other world children finish their school work with their teachers in the temple, they are eligible to enter the active service. She spends nearly all of her time under hypnosis concentrating on the period when she, as an older person, was at the temple and then preparing to voyage forth to Earth after her death on that planet. So we can get no information about the service from her. B spends much of her time speaking of her work within the temple itself, and indeed she seems to have been more closely aligned with its functioning throughout her life than the other two subjects, remaining more cloistered. She does give a hint of her involvement with off-the-planet service. I believe you are very happy. You are a very happy entity. You enjoyed that life, don't you? Have you traveled with those ships, ever? I feel at one with them. I don't know if there is something. It's part of our purpose there, to use, to do this. The subject known as C is the richest source of information about off-the-planet service by the clan. Their basic function is described well by Yolanda. Not only did many incarnate on Earth so as to be part of the people and to lead them back gradually, but also there were continual visits by those who came in their spacecraft, and otherwise. 7C tells of taking missions first on her own planet, and after passing this test, on other planets. C lets move up to age 15, then. 1, 2, 3, snap. Now you're 15. Older, wiser. Looking back over the last 5 years, what's happened? I had a darn good time. A good time would mean what? Learned a whole lot. Started working with small amounts of responsibility, helping. First we have dealings with those of our own planet who are not as fortunate and do not have the ability to penetrate time and must dwell in the body. And we help them to find their way, without disturbing them. And that is very satisfying to see an actual success. My first case was a tribe. The tribe was having a difficulty with a kind of predator which was eating their crops. And myself and two others found a way to enable the tribesmen to protect their crops. We fixed a more attractive prey by planting in wild land a crop which was more desirable to the cat-like creatures. Therefore, the tribesmen had pride and protected their land, and we did not interfere. We found this a lot of fun, too. This is on your planet. This is on my planet. Now, you're working on a different planet, and they have been all but annihilated, I believe, by some natural catastrophe. Yes. Now how are you coming along with that? Okay. It'll improve in time. See, if you want to just come along and help them, that's fine. But then they'll never think it out for themselves. It takes time. So you have to do guide work for them. That's right. Just put it where they can find it and, in the body, all of us have, so it will happen. It just takes time. Have you determined the cause of the disaster? Yes. That was easy. There was a... The plates of the planet went together abruptly and there was fire and then flood. Most of the people on the planet were living in the place where this whole area was inundated, and that's what put out the fire. Very few survived. And those that did survive were in isolated areas. It seemed that almost the whole civilization was. The plates were what? The planet, the surface, the earth, the rock. And they went together? They were together, and they crushed each other. They were side by side and there was heat within and it came out. And there was a shift, and one plate lapped over the other, a great, really two continents, you see, totally jammed up into each other. And it was like an eruption, and it was terrible. There was a great deal of destruction. What was the real cause of this catastrophe? Oh. Well, I don't know. Was it totally an act of nature? The plates had always been unstable here. I do not know of the philosophy, why it happened. That it happened in such a way was because they were unstable in just that way. The plates DID provide stability. DID they provide any form of energy. This was the earth upon which the continents were. They were part of that planet's surface. Okay, very well. You're well on your way with reconstruction now. You've got them ready to help themselves? Not yet. You're still working with them. What we're doing mostly for them is just sending them comfort. We are still searching for records. Trying to find the records. We are going to have to bring them up from somewhere. We do not want to substitute records. There are surely some records left that were not either burned completely or destroyed by water. What type of records, and for what purpose? Any type of records that will give them back their language. Their history, their culture. Okay. How do these people compare to your OWN description? They are short, dark, very squat. They look like, well, they look like the cave people that they are, really. They're pretty messy right now. How about your relationship and dealing with them? They do not know we are here. They suspect that there is something odd happening, but they do not know that we are here. Okay. How long do you stay there, in terms of months or years of your life? In the body, we stay a year. In the dimensions, we stay much longer. But we stay only a year, in the body. Okay. When you finish this job, you are going back to your home planet, right?
Yes.
To rest. Okay, let's go back. You're finished. Anything you want to tell me about finishing up, or the trip back, or the return?
Well, of course, when I finished, they weren't finished.
C goes on in her narrative to tell of her teaching the younger clan in her old age, and then of her death. We've read both of these portions earlier in the chapter. After death in the physical sense, C says she waits in another dimension for over a year, until her mate joins her. Why does she wait? All three otherworlders begin a new part of the narrative at this point. They tell of their preparation for service on Earth as apples. Ost talks about these apples a lot, and even mentions the arrival of some from Hortuon, a planet whose name is remarkably like the chief contact of several contactees, Hatton. Presently could be seen guardian ships, thousands and thousands, traveling beside the laboring sun, the hosts of Hortuon. And the guardian ships were themselves like stars, and carried millions of Aetherian souls who had been gods and goddesses on many worlds, and they formed wings for the Hortuon avalanche, to hold steady the course to the Red Star, the Earth of Mortals. 8 Note that within the ships are Aetherian beings. Our people report that as they enter the ship that brings them here, they leave their physical body behind and have instead a new, lighter density body. What is the ship like, and why do they need it? Okay. Will you describe the craft on the outside, and then describe IT as you are getting inside of IT? It is sitting on its bottom. There are no legs. There's a door, that acts as a ramp. It has an edge around the middle. Is IT round?
Yes.
Okay. Is IT thicker in the middle than IT is around the edges?
It is thick in the middle.
The craft appears to be made of what, now?
Metallic?
Ceramics? I feel as if it's a kind of metal. Shiny, like stainless steel, or aluminium, or copper, or zinc, or what?
MMMMH.
Flat. Not shiny. Alright. Is there an antenna up the side of IT? Check for anything unusual about the exterior.
Number all right.
Will you go on up the ramp? As you go, inside, begin describing the interior for me.
It is round inside.
I sit, there are seats around the windows. There are lights but I do not. I am getting confused. Before you came inside, were there any other people around? Ground crew or service personnel?
Number feel any people, or anybody else.
Number all right. You're inside. There are seats inside of IT, and lights. But is there a control panel in IT,
a
cockpit? How do you control the ship? My impression is that there is no power, it is the minds that, I don't know if it's like just all our joint minds, or the teacher's joint minds. But just minds. Okay. The ship's controlled by thought forms, then,
thought energy?
Yes. But, now do you close the door?
It is time to go.
It closes. All right. When IT is time to go, how do you depart?
Now do you start moving?
Just think?
Yes.
B. How do you leave?
WHO takes control of their ship.
WHO flies IT?
Is there a pilot?
No, number a doorframe.
Cockpit.
There are lights within, but
the control is.
We who are inside are, as one, and that thought is at one with the thought within the temple. And that is how we leave.
Ah, let's move forward, now, another tenth of your experience.
One, two, three, snap. You are there.
What's happening?
I am coming out of my cave, and going down the rocky cliff. I am going to go towards the city because they are starting to send off those who have been prepared, to help the earth. I am very excited. There is a tall structure on the right, shaped like an hourglass. Very slender.